And I and the Beatles made our way quietly down the alien beach. We gave little thought to the absurdity of our hapless and planless plan. Walk in, undetected of course, find a spaceship lying around, hijack it back to the Milky Way and save Earth from the alien menace. End of tale. So Mark and I and the Beatles, step after step after step, for more than 3 days we walked. And a day here, well, a day here is about 5 to 6 hours longer than on Earth. We walked well into the nights. We covered 25, 50, 75 miles. We slept on the sand in shifts, the stars stunning, no artificial light to dull their brilliance. And the three moons, the three small orange moons, each appearing a bit smaller than ours, but I believe a bit closer too, clearer, magical, almost fake. And then, on the morning of the fourth day, without incident, we approached the gates of the colossal alien infrastructure. We stopped for a moment. Thought twice, then, with little left to lose, our stranded lives meaningless, we stepped inside.
The Sci-Fi Channel proudly presents Tripping Astral, an illustrated radio adventure where you, dear listener, are required to donate a piece of your mind. Welcome to the Theater of the Imagination.
Insane.
Seeing Mark again, it had been beyond strange. Great, of course, but I couldn't shake the sensation that I was walking and talking with a ghost.
They're gonna get us both killed.
I'd set his aged and withered shell ablaze. I'd watched. I'd heard his wrinkled skin, his white hair, his eyes catch fire and pop and crackle.
Suicide.
Perhaps, but it's better than growing old here, hiding in that cave.
I'm not doing this. I'm turning back.
Quiet, just... We need to stay quiet and move slowly. They can't see us. Just don't touch. Don't brush up against one of them and we'll be fine.
We'll be fine, he said.
Have a little faith,
he said.
I'd expected to be shook, left trembling, overwhelmed by the enormity of the constructed space, dwarfed. I'd expected vast heights and vaulted ceilings. I'd expected endless and cavernous halls and rooms, but instead, I found that inside this mammoth, mountain-sized structure, it was as tight and claustrophobic as a jail cell. I stood in the midst of a maze of corridors, tunneling out in all directions, shooting left and right, twisting up and down. It felt like being on the inside of a giant and windowless ant farm, with countless aliens scurrying about, playing ants. Mark and I. Food?
They're repulsive. Their skin, it's crawling, bubbling, you can see their veins. Oh, it smells god-awful, like their flesh is rotting.
I don't think it's them.
What do you mean? What then?
Up ahead. It smells like it's coming from up there, up that corridor.
Jack, hang on. Check it out. Look at the two of them over there.
Wow, amazing. You don't think they're...
It can't be. Can it?
Are they hands? Or tentacles? Tentacle-like things. They're sticking them into each other's chests.
Oh, no.
It doesn't look painful. Look at them. It doesn't hurt.
I can't take much more of this.
Hold on. Listen to them.
What is it? I don't...
They're quiet. They stopped talking. They...
So?
Something's going on.
How about sex?
I don't think so. Perhaps. Mark, what is it?
I'm gonna be sick. I have to sit down.
You can't. We have to keep moving.
The smell. It's getting worse. I can't do this. What's going on? Whoa!
Watch out. They're running from something.
Damn, that was close.
They can't see us. Don't let them hit you.
It's like dodgeball. They're under attack. Jack, look out behind you.
I don't hear shots, explosions. It's got to be a drill.
Where are they going? God, they can move.
Into those rooms. They're shutting all the doors. It's got to be a drill. Or a false alarm.
I don't think so.
They're gone.
I don't get it.
It's nothing.
Where'd they go?
It's got to be a false alarm. Oh, no.
Earthquake!
It's happening again. It's not that bad. It's not as bad as before.
It's worse!
It'll pass. Hold on to something.
Jack. What happened?
Ann.
Jack, come here. Are you okay?
Jack, what's going on?
Ma'am, please take care of him. It seems like a nice company, but I fell in right off the old Brooklyn Bridge. That's a surefire way to get yourself killed. I'm not sure if you meant to.
Can you hear me? Jack! Where am I?
I'm right here.
You just collapsed. You shouted for someone. Is he suicidal?
No, I mean, I don't think so. I haven't seen him in...
What is this place? Oh, no.
Wait. Where's Mark? I left Mark. Have you seen him? I think he suffered a concussion because when he collapsed. I tried to catch him because I did, but he hit his head. Mark, he's gotta be here. We can find him.
This can't be. Jack!
Mark's dead. I thought Mark died. That's what you said. He died on Mars. You saw him.
He didn't. He's alive.
What's happening to me? I can't see.
The aliens. Man, are the aliens here yet?
There aren't any aliens. No one's seen any aliens. You're hurt.
They're coming. Tell them! The aliens are coming! Tell them!
You okay? You hurt?
No.
Get up. You have to get up.
I was old. You were there. You were young.
Come on. Let me help.
I was an old man, like you said. I was shot.
Get up. They'll be coming out soon.
I was dying. I died. It can't be real.
It won't be. Come on.
What's happening to this place?
Whatever it is, they can predict it. Look, they're coming back out. Let's go.
No. I want to know what we're doing here. What do you know?
I told you You drawn something on the walls. I'm not sure what it meant.
How? When?
In the future, in the past. What difference does it make?
What are we looking for?
I don't know. You'd been here. You'd seen something.
You don't know? You didn't ask?
You died.
This is insane. We're following a map. Your memory of a map that doesn't exist. That I'm supposed to have drawn 50 years in the future.
You have something better? Huh? You want to go sunbathe on the beach? Go ahead.
Right, I'll do that. Okay, then.
Mark, listen to me. We don't have a choice. We can't go back. Our lives mean nothing here. We have to find a way to warn Earth.
It's too late, don't you see?
I can't believe that. I won't. I'm gonna go on. Stay here if you'd like. I'd lost it. I'd lost all fear. I'm not sure when or how, but I'd lost it. I was an instant, a flash, a quick misstep from death. I was walking, strolling with aliens. I had to check the impulse, but it was there. Bold and taunting, the impulse was there to thrust out an arm, to flail, to smack one of the alien slithering forms, to invite death. It felt like I was standing, perched at the rim of the Grand Canyon. Spreading my arms, wanting wings, wanting, dying, to leap and fly and plummet down, but without fear. The power and control so quick, so simple, easy, so absolute. I checked the impulse again. And again. Mark caught up to me in a couple of minutes, walked silently beside me. We continued to climb, a vague sense of direction guiding me up. Through the twisting tunnels, further and further from the gates, attempting to find the white room. The repulsive smell hadn't eased. Instead, it was getting worse and worse. When Mark stopped cold, sidestepped, and nearly fainted. To our right and beneath us opened up a great hall. In an instant, we found ourselves walking along a rim, a slight ledge, still climbing but clinging to the rock face. I stopped. I saw the source of the stench. Hundreds, perhaps thousands of human bodies. It was some kind of medical or research facility. Tons of bizarre electrical equipment and walls of monitors. And on them, images of Earth, of New York City, and San Francisco, of playgrounds and children on swings, on slides, of shopping malls and people with pretzels, with shopping bags and people mulling about, driving about, jumping, flying, floating, dancing state to state. Ocean to ocean. And on the floor, on slab after slab, were the bodies, exposed, with aliens hovering over them, operating on them, poking, cutting, prodding them, so much human refuse. Their skulls open, their brains exposed, connected to endless wires, probes.
There are thousands of them. They're not alive?
They can't be.
The smell. What is it?
It's not them, their bodies.
They're not decomposed. They look well preserved. Almost alive.
What else could it be?
It's awful. What do they want from us?
I recognized a couple of faces from the crew of the ship I'd been on. The one that had brought me to Mars a lifetime ago. I watched their memories, all the years of their lives, flash past a kaleidoscope of images on the rows and columns of monitors. I watched as quickly the massive images mounted into something more, something beyond. I became small, disoriented, gazing down upon the entirety of the human experience. My senses smashed, gazing down godlike but ant-like too, from some odd vantage point. Disconnected, not as one of us, but one of them. From the outside looking in. More than images, smells too. I catch a piece of summer grass. Then it's gone. It's lawnmower fuel and now a feather pillow. And a swordfish flapping on a boat deck. As quickly as the images flicker past, so too do the smells, the mass of them together, horrendous, intolerable, but concentrate, quick, catch as catch can, a marshmallow on fire. Earwax. A pig in formaldehyde. Gardenias. Fresh pineapple. Stale beer. A baseball mitt. An ocean breeze. Old books.